Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event! Hello to all our dear listeners. This is your spokesman with a plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, coming to you after somewhat of an absent spell, as since December of 2018 I've been sailing around the world. From Italy to Canada, I've been making my way across this beautiful land of ours, searching for new meaning to an older existence. I'm happy to say I'm back now, and here to let you in on some stuff going on as of late. In mid-2018, the Cloverleaf Radio Network expanded to include our friends Josh and Ariana over at Night Moves Radio. It's been a splendid partnership, and Jimmy, Jane, and I are happy to welcome them to the family. They also brought along Soul Stories, which features inspiring poetry, read by the author herself, Ariana Cherry. We've been brought onto many new networks, including Anchor, the ASY podcasting network, WordPress, Podbean, even iHeartRadio.
Alrighty, I had to cut off Clarence, because you know he likes to ramble on. We are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm half awake, half asleep, still the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. This is one of the earliest shows I've done. I think maybe 8 years ago I had one this early. But it is completely worth it to crawl out of bed and on a day off and enjoy a great interview and hopefully bring you guys some stuff you haven't heard before. Our special guest is on hold. She's been waiting very nicely for a minute and a half now. Eliza Snyder, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Can you hear me?
How's everything with you? I can.
I was afraid
that I wouldn't be able to, though.
I was afraid to, but, you know, you can't live just based on fear. You have to just jump in with both feet.
I know. I need to be more like that. It seems occasionally I get one of those spur-of-the-moment things I'll go do that. But I don't know. I've kind of always liked my life on a schedule, and that's not always good. You gotta mix it up.
Right. So what's going on?
Well, I guess starting off, I found it pretty interesting that you were raised on an Indian reservation in Minnesota, somewhere I didn't even know had Indian reservations. So I guess I wanted to start there.
I think pretty much everywhere has had people living here before we white folk got here. But yeah, I was. The tribe is the Anishinaabe Ojibwe. It was the Red Lake and the White Earth reservations. My mom was what they called in the 70s an Indian law attorney, fighting to protect the what they then called Chippewa tribe from the federal government. To little success, but you know, at least she was trying. And yeah, so I was raised there, and I went to a daycare where I was the only white girl for a long time, sort of like a cat that thinks it's a person. It was a big shock when I moved to upstate New York when I was 7 to find that little white girls are mean. They're mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I grew up in a pretty small town, but I guess you always, you're right. I mean, there's always, I mean, it's not just little girls, too, because little boys can be buttheads. But it's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm learning that now. My son just came from Oregon to back to California. We decided to...
Are you there? Oh, hashtag Texas technical difficulties, except this time in California, I believe. We are having some technical difficulties. Eliza's number is still up, but I think the call may have dropped or something. Gonna have to wait a sec to see if it actually disconnects. It's been some fun times here on the Jaya Network at Cloverleaf Radio lately. Lots of dropped calls and bad cell service, and it's unfortunate. Let me Facebook her real quick. That's interesting. She was just talking right along. It sounded fantastic. And then I think something happened. I just Facebook her. I'm like, did your call drop? And I go back and it says it dropped. This is kind of like what the stuff we had going on with David Tribodeau yesterday, which is why I called. You guys need to check out yesterday's show because it starts, the interview starts about 15 minutes in, and you learn about a lot of great stuff that went down at the 1993 Waco siege. So be sure to check that out. She's back with us. Eliza drop and call Snyder. You're on the air.
Hi. So
I was really enjoying it, Nick. Yeah, I can hear you. I was like, she just cut out of nowhere. But yeah, I know I was gonna ask you about starting playing violin, which is, from what I've seen, does not look like it's very easy.
Yeah.
You hear me? Hello? No. I think it happened again. Ladies and gentlemen, just to fill you in, without giving too much away, she's on top of a mountain trying to get this phone call going through. So I can understand that it keeps cutting out. She told me this great way we could have did the interview, but I'd never heard of it. I just now started researching it. Called Zoom, and it looks like it would work. Oh, I heard a door creak. She must be on. Can you hear us? It's like a horror movie. You heard a door creak. Oh, there you are. I thought the call dropped. It must be cutting out really bad or something. I heard a couple saying, like, I heard that door and I heard her say something, but for some reason what I'm saying is not getting through. Reception, gotta love it. Cell phones, home phone, landline, internet, reception, oh yeah. Well, here. This is interesting. Can you hear me? If you hear my rambling thoughts, say something. Nope, call drop. Oh goodness. We're starting again with hashtag Texas technical difficulties. Let's just get it trending because even though she's in a different state, the technicalness has dropped onto us again. While I wait for Eliza to try to get back on the line, I may actually, maybe I can call her. It might work a little better. But I'll wait a second to see if she calls in. We're going to be back August 28th. Author C.L. Parks returning to the show ahead of her appearance at this year's SoCon. Of course, she was supposed to be on the show, I believe it was last Monday, but was not very good, pretty sick that day, so we are scheduling with her August 29th. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Actor and stuntman Bob Elmore, of course, best known as playing Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He is going to be one of the great guests at the 2019 Dark History Horror Con coming up October 26th and 27th at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois. He's also known for his work on Pirates of the Caribbean, At Wolf's End, The Usual Suspects, and Rocky and Bullwinkle. Can't wait to talk to Bob. A couple other shows we got coming up. If I can get that. There we go. August 31st, we welcome back this is a different guest. August 31st, appearing at 2019 SoCon. She's the queen of the paranormal. Catalosha Ona Carroll, actress, author, radio, TV personality, September 4th. Actor Jose Santiago Jr. returns to the show, discussing his new film, Joanna, September 5th, author and owner of Rising Tide Publishing. My old friend Brian K. Morris returning to the show. He's also going to be at SoCon. And September 9th, filmmaker, makeup artist, and actress Athena Pajadko. Pajadko. See, I told you I'd get it right this next time. I don't want to butcher anybody's name. She is Facebooking me at the time. At this time. This is why you guys need to check this out, because none of this interesting stuff happens on Rush Limbaugh or Howard Stern. Even Joey Coco Diaz. Uncle Joey doesn't have as many problems as cousin Jimmy does. Kind of crazy. But yesterday, I'm not quite sure what was going on, but I know today it's the mountain issue. She is sending me a message right now. It's doing the three little jumping balls on Facebook. I don't know what it is. Is that like supposed to be a worm? A period worm? That's pretty interesting. Of course, 2019 SoCon, September 6th and 7th, as I mentioned, Cross County Mall, Mattoon, Illinois. SoCon.com for guest information. The event is absolutely free, so you don't have to worry about ticket prices. And 2019 Dark History and Horror Con, October 26th to 27th, 2019 at the City Center in Champaign, Illinois, DHHCon.com for more ticket information and up-to-date guest information. This is interesting. She sent me to this join Zoom thingy. So I'm going to try to do that. Oh, she's back.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, this is what
been,
I wanted to set up before.
I was going to say, I have been looking into it since you told me that, but I have never heard of it. I guess it kind of reminds me of like GoToMeeting.
Yes. It's very it's like Skype, but it's sort of like the Brady Bunch. You can see everybody. But listen, I wanted to tell you about something. I'm launching this new thing. Last time we talked was a couple of years ago, and I'm launching this new Character Acting Academy online. So while you're trying to get on Zoom, I can tell everybody about that. We just started it last year, and it was freaking amazing. And I've been teaching online people who want to get into voiceovers and who want to learn dialects and accents but aren't necessarily celebrities who would get me as a coach assigned by their production or, you know, aren't already in it. Maybe they're trying to do audiobooks, or maybe they want to quit their day job, or maybe they're like they've always wanted to do voices but they don't know how to start. Or maybe they're just dialect enthusiasts. I have a lot of students like that who are just really good at doing different dialects and accents, or actors that are theater actors that want to start sort of a side business doing audiobooks, or, you know, are thinking about moving to LA to try out their career as an actor or a voice actor. Or often it's, you know, straight man character actors who really want to do some more character acting, you know, but they're usually just going for commercials and stuff like that. But I also have a lot of people in my class who are colleagues of mine. Steve Bloom took my class and did great, and it's been helping him book a lot. Same with Julie Dolan, and Jennifer Hale studied with me, and Lorraine Newman, and it was it's really cool to sort of take them from a level where they're kind of faking it a little bit to like really knowing what they're doing. So this year, what we're doing is we're introducing dialects and accents for your audition type. And if you go to www. And of course, because of technology, you actually have to type in the www. To get to the Character Acting Academy. I know, it's like if you just put in Character Acting Academy, you get a 404 message with a snarky little comment about aliens.
Where?
I'm like, you know what? It's a company called Convertree, and they're out of England, and for some reason you have to type in the www. But yeah, so
oh,
if you type
God.
In www, and this is the secret, if you type in www.characteractingacademy.com and you hit apply now, new students apply now, you can actually get on my calendar for a real live audition with me. But you have to be serious. You know, it has to be something that you're really interested in doing, and you have to be an actor. but that is one way to get through. And, of course, I have all these Skype and Zoom options with that calendar link as well. Are you able to get onto Zoom, Ian?
I was working on it. It's actually downloading.
Okay, perfect. Let me know when you're there. About
download it, now it's running, gonna run it. You made a great point, because I have been blessed with being able to do different impressions and a few dialects. But an old friend of mine made a good point to me years ago. He said, you can be, you know, you can have your pad and your pen, but you're not an artist.
Right.
And it
yeah,
really
I mean,
hit me kind of deep, because I'm like,
study.
I mean, you. Right.
Yeah, I mean, actors go through 4 years of theater school before they even get, you know, and even if you're not in theater school and you're just taking acting classes, you know, I don't know if you know much about that whole rigmarole, but there's Stanislavski and Strasberg and Meisner and Grotowski and Alexander and all these different techniques. On acting training, and you know, the best ones are people who study and then take another class and study, become the best in that class and take another. That's the best advice an agent ever gave me when I came to Hollywood, was get into a class, become the best in that class, and then get into another class and become the best in that class. And just, you got to master your craft. You got to put in your 10,000 hours. And so that's what I've been trying to provide for people, because, you know, for 20 years, people have been saying to me, I do voices. How do I get into doing what you do? Or they say, I'm an actor and, you know, I love character acting, but I don't necessarily want to do Clearasil commercials or whatever, you know, for the rest of my life. You know, I want to actually play different characters. So how do I get into that? And, you know, as a dialect coach, I finally made this material that I've been researching for the last 20 years available online. So, yeah, that's at dialectmasterclass.com. And that one has a free training in the upper left-hand corner and gives you a way to get into the class. That one you don't have to type in the www, but you can. I mean, if you're really into that W and you just can't stop hitting it, you can definitely do it that way. But, yeah, Dialect Masterclass and www.characteractingacademy are two ways that anybody who's into this stuff can get in.
What if I go crazy
I
and put 4W? Well, I'm here, but it's trying to get me to launch a test meeting, and I have no shirt on, and I have man boobs.
Oh, well, you don't have to start the video. So it should ask you what the meeting ID is. You type that in, and then you can just see audio.
Yeah, it says start your test meeting is what it's telling me right now.
Okay, well, I would follow the prompts, or we could just keep talking. I
don't want to get confused. I know I try to, anytime I try to multitask, I get kind of confused.
Right.
But that's awesome. You're using stuff that you've learned and researched on for the last 2 decades to help everybody. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things going on right now is, casting directors. I used to be able to play, Singaporean, Korean, African, various, Nigerian, characters from Hong Kong, all kinds of stuff. And I love it. That's my bag. I mean, actors are sort of serial cultural appropriators. But at this point, casting directors really want to cast people of that at least continental ethnic origin. It's a little bit ironic because they're quicker to cast a Palestinian as an Israeli than they would be to cast an American as an Israeli, which is potentially more offensive to the people who are from that culture. But their heart is in the right place. I think everybody's trying to make sure that the people who are not in the mainstream and have been traditionally ostracized from various, businesses get roles, that white people don't take roles from Mexican people when it's a Mexican role,
Right.
Or whatever. So it's a touchy subject. It's very touchy, but what I'm doing is just what I've always done, which is train people in the different things that they can get hired for. And right now, if you're any kind of Asian at all, you can get hired for Japanese, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Cantonese, English, Korean, and it's a good idea to know all of them, because you're doing the casting directors a favor if you can do that. So right now, I am for the first time offering these survey courses. And if you go to the Character Acting Academy, www.characteractingacademy.com, and you scroll down, you can see distinctions in dialects for Latinx characters, distinctions in dialects for Asian characters, Black characters, Middle Eastern characters, Scandinavian characters. And nobody else is really doing this. And it was one of those things where I was just getting asked for this so much that I just started offering it this fall online. So you could be anywhere and take these classes.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's interesting too, and maybe it's something that people don't realize. If you're doing the accents of a certain region or country, you kind of got to know how they talk, not just kind of throw an accent on your English. You have to have the words and the dialect of the actual country, and I think maybe that's some things that people might not realize. But as far as, doing all this with the dialect coaching, what has been maybe some of your biggest hurdles that you've personally had to jump over to make this work the way it is now? Oh, she dropped again. We were doing so good. Oh, I was really getting into that. I felt so good. I wasn't messing up
or anything. So I guess I'll just talk like Jack Nicholson until she calls back in. And maybe if she hears me, she'll think I might do it. Oh, there she is. I was trying to do my Jack
maybe
Nicholson.
Maybe if I
while
hear
I
you,
went.
I'll think, I might think what if I hear you?
I was doing my Jack Nicholson while I waited for you.
Oh, nice.
I said maybe if you heard one of my little accents, you might not think I was so goofy, but might make me even goofier. Who knows?
Well, goofy is not a bad thing in the business I'm in.
Yeah, especially doing comedic roles. And I did have a friend that precisely wanted me to ask you about South Park, and I know we touched on it the last time, but it's still such a gigantic franchise that's like over 20 years now. How did you get involved with South Park originally, and you know, what was that whole experience like for you?
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting because this method that I'm teaching people now was developed. That's how I got into South Park. So Mary Kay Bergman was doing all of the female voices on South Park, and I was a fan. It was, you know, it came out in about 1998, I think, or 1997. They first sent their Santa Claus versus Jesus video around the internet, and it was one of the first viral videos, and everybody was talking about it, and I loved it. I was a huge fan. And then somebody told me, oh my God, one woman does all of the female characters on that show. And it was one of those things where it's like, if you go and hear Itzhak Perlman play the violin, you put your violin down for a while, you know, and you're just like, ah, oh, I am not worthy. So, I mean, I just felt like she was amazing. At that point in time, I had already been across the country, like, 10 times recording people's dialects and accents, and I'd written a one-woman show that was on its way to Off-Broadway, and I was myself doing a lot of characters, and the way that I was doing it had to do with, like, basically channeling real people. But for me, it was all very intuitive. I would just listen to these recordings, and I would just sort of become these people that I'd interviewed on stage, and it was a passion piece. It was called Freedom of Speech, and it was about, you know, this country and kind of the millennium fever that was going on at that time and how we were headed for certain disaster, which, you know, was sadly prophetic. I was working on that, and then my roommate, at the time I was living in a $200 a month rooming house from the 20s, which is one of those places that was built with,
wow,
like the bathrooms in the hallway that everybody shares, you know. And it was on top of a dominatrix. It was next to a dominatrix's dungeon, and on top of the only Vietnamese Italian furniture store in Koreatown. It felt very international. But yeah, at the time I was broke. It was after Beekman's World before South Park, so you know every actor has their in between stage.
Right.
And I was busily trying to produce this science fiction rock opera about the return of the goddess, which was my passion piece at the time. Still working on that, working on it as an animated feature now, but that's a whole different story. So I was working on all that stuff, and I happened to have this piece of equipment, this piece of gear called a Roland SP-808 groove sampler. And what it had was 16 little lit-up numbered pads that you push it once and it records, you push it again and it stops, which makes recording quickly and playing back quickly very easy. It's meant for DJs. And so I was using it when I did my live shows as this blue girl character at Burning Man way back in the day, right? So I took this machine and the audition for South Park came out, and, you know, Mary Kay had passed away, and at first, you know, I mean, anytime somebody passes away who's iconic and amazing, the last thing on your mind is, oh, I want her job. It's like, oh, God,
right,
we've lost this national treasure, you know. So when my roommate, who called himself Satan, he was sort of a roommate. It was a rooming house, so he was a kid that lived across the hall. And, you know, he was sort of like a goth Albert Einstein. He had, like, black, crazy hair all over the place and boarded up windows, and he grabbed.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen. I don't think she can call back in because the show is over. No. One sec, guys. I know. Dead air. Good old dead air. 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 Sorry. If you guys need that website again, be sure to check out www.characteractingacademy.com, and you guys can learn how to do voiceover work from a woman who's been doing it for a long time, very talented, and knows her stuff. You can also go to dialectmasterclass.com to sign up for a free webinar with her to learn or lose any dialect or accent and learn how to get into video games. Yep, she tried calling back and I said she got the, your show has not been started. Please call back within 15 minutes of your scheduled show time. That's unfortunate. Last couple days have been bad with dropped calls. Our interview yesterday with David Thibodeau, as I mentioned earlier, starts about 15 minutes in. This one, I think maybe we got 10 good minutes. But I'll try to get something going with her some other time because I think what she's doing, she's helping out a lot of people. And I think it's definitely something that would help me because I've always wanted to be a voiceover actor. And I can do impressions in certain dialects, but I'm not an actor. All righty. Well, she is sending me some messages, so I'm going to go talk to her. And we're out of time anyways. Be sure and join us August 28th for author C.L. Parks returning to the show. And August 29th, actor and stuntman Bob Elmore, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Big thanks again to Eliza Snyder. We'll see you guys on the 28th. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.